I'm Karen Given. Coming up next week on Only a Game, NFL Hall of Famer John Riggins and his wife on their fight for pension parity for pre-1993 NFL retirees. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Are you ready for Alabama-Clemson in the national championship game on Monday? I mean, two powerhouse teams that absolutely never meet on the field, certainly not in a national championship. Oh, wait, that's not right, right?
No, see, I was going to say, I'm as ready as I have been the last four times they played. Hey, there's nothing you can do. These are two programs that are just better than everybody else right now.
Yeah, well, as you say, Alabama and Clemson have met for the national championship game 3 out of the last 4 years. They met in the semis last year. And in their history, the two teams have met a total of 18 times. Alabama has won 14 of those games, which means I'm rooting for Clemson.
Well, your attachment to Clemson is well known. I'm glad you found a team to root for. You're rooting for the team that's going to lose the game, however.
All right. Well, there's a rumor going around that if Bama wins, DJ Durkin, who's been acting as a consultant, will be redeemed. Durkin, as you recall, was recently fired from Maryland, where he oversaw what I am going to keep calling a toxic program, resulting in the death of a player. I don't know about you, but I don't think a championship equals redemption.
No, I don't either. And I think we ought to stop writing these narratives. A guy died at Maryland, okay? And he didn't die that long ago. This didn't happen in the 1950s. This is a guy who, as you said, ran a toxic program at Maryland. I don't care that he's going to be working on the staff of the team that wins the national championship. He simply shouldn't be allowed to work with young athletes ever again, any more than Larry Nassar should.
Meanwhile, Urban Meyer got the retirement send-off he wanted when his Ohio State Buckeyes beat Washington in the Rose Bowl. But given the fact that Meyer was suspended for the first 3 games of the season for basically ignoring domestic violence complaints against his assistant coach, is this the send-off he deserves?
No, of course not. And it was embarrassing. And I'm not entirely sure that we've seen the last of Urban Meyer on a sideline either. I mean, we've been through this fandango with him before. He sounds a lot more serious than he did the last time, but I would not make the odds any better than 50-50 that we don't see him coaching another program.
Well, we do know what his plans are for next year. He'll stay on at Ohio State as an assistant AD, and he'll co-teach a class called Leadership and Character. And I gotta wonder if he's going to use himself as a case study.
Sometimes America's universities really don't have their eye on the ball, do they?
One last bowl story, Charlie. Did you see the dust-up between Ugga the Bulldog and Bevo the Longhorn Steer at the Sugar Bowl?
Yes, I did, and I think it was pretty funny video, and I'm glad nobody got hurt. This is a very large, very hostile animal, and I'm not talking about Ugga. Bevo weighs 1,700 pounds. He can do real damage if he wants to. Somebody fell down on the job of controlling Bevo. That's fairly obvious.
For the second year in a row, Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin was named a captain in the NHL All-Star Game. And for the second time in his career, he's skipping it. Good decision?
You know, I really love the way Alex Ovechkin plays hockey. More than anybody since Bobby Orr, I enjoy watching him play. But show up.
Well, Ovechkin will likely be suspended for 1 game for his decision.
He says, oh, good. So he gets a longer vacation.
Right. He says he needs to rest and he'll get to rest even longer. The same thing happened when he was sat out in 2016. What does it say to fans when a league has to suspend players for not playing in an All-Star game and they sit out anyway?
It means maybe that your league shouldn't have an All-Star game. I mean, the NHL All-Star game is a strange event. Nobody plays real hockey. I mean, it's even less of the actual sport than the Pro Bowl is. I mean, I remember one year, Boston Bruins forward Terry O'Reilly played in the game, and he threw a body check, and everybody in hockey world was horrified. Because you don't throw body checks in the All-Star game.
Charlie, Austin Mason and Bryson Luna are identical triplets who play basketball for Dora High School in Missouri. Austin is apparently not so good at those free throws, but it's recently come to the attention of his opponents that when he's fouled, one of his brothers sometimes steps up to the line. Isn't this the kind of thing those numbers on the backs of jerseys are supposed to prevent?
Yeah, I think that the referees have to be instructed as to why those numbers are there. But I have to admit, I know I'm supposed to tut-tut this. I give the coach at Dora High School enormous credit for
this. Well, he's their father.
I mean, the guy is presented with a unique advantage, and he uses it.
And finally, Charlie, I'd like to return us to the story of Riley Morrison, the 9-year-old who wrote a letter to Steph Curry complaining that his sneakers were only available in the boys' section. So what did Santa Steph leave for young Riley under the Christmas tree?
She got 2 pairs of the Curry 6 shoes. Steph Curry went out of his way to continue to, you know, answer Riley's quite logical question.
Yeah, well, the Curry 6s didn't even come out till this week, so she got them ahead of everyone else, which I'm hoping inspires a whole lot of kids out there to work on their letter writing skills.
Absolutely. Their handwriting, too, because I became hopeless in handwriting years ago. But there's no reason why youngsters shouldn't be able to.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce from time to time at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.